All right, today's message, hang on, is from Mark 10, verses 17 through 31. Much better. I'm very dry today for some reason. I'm sorry. The title is God Means What God Says. All right. In Mark, as Jesus went out into the street, a man came running up and greeted him with great reverence and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to get eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Why are you calling me good? No one is good but only God. You know the commandments. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, honor your father and mother." And the man said, "Yes, teacher, I have, from my youth, kept them all." Jesus looked at him hard in the eyes and loved him. He said, "There's one thing left. Go sell whatever you own and give it to the poor. All your wealth will then be heavenly wealth, and come follow me." And the man's face clouded over. This was the last thing he expected to hear, and as he walked off with a heavy heart, because he was holding on tight to a lot of things and not about to let go. Looking at his disciples who just witnessed this, Jesus said, "Do you have any idea how difficult it is for a man who, for the people who have it all, to enter God's kingdom?" The disciples couldn't believe what they were hearing, but Jesus kept going, "You can't imagine how difficult. I say it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for the rich to get into God's kingdom." That got their attention. "Well then, God, Jesus, who has any chance at all?" they asked. Jesus was blunt. "No chance at all if you think you can pull it off by yourself. Every chance in the world if you let God do it." Peter tried another angle because that's not the answer he wanted. "We have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Mark my words. No one who sacrifices house, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, children, and land, whatever, because of me and the message will lose it, will lose out. They'll get it back, but multiply it many times in homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, but also in troubles. And then the bonus of eternal life. This is once again the great reversal. Many who are first will end up last, and the last will be first. Giving up everything, you reap everything back sooner or later." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this word. Thank you for all you're doing for us. Help me, Lord, to explain better about what a parable is. Help me, Lord, to know your words and share them with those around us. So I look at this one, and I like the two scripture it was paired with. In Psalm 90 is the guy that said, heavy-hearted walks away. And surprises with love at daybreak, who feels that God is not loving because Jesus answered incorrectly. That's not what he wanted to hear, was it? Go sell your stuff and help the homeless, the poor, the needy. This was a man that probably wasn't even doing that. And now Jesus wants me to do what? Jesus wants to what? Teach us to live well. Teach us to live wisely and well. That's the start of Psalm 90, wasn't it? The verses I read, that was verse 12. God wants us to teach us. And we want to what? Let us be surprised with the love of God's love at daybreak. The start of our day. Help us to realize God loves us, that we might be slapped in the face with God's love that morning. Looking out in the beautiful out of doors, see God's beauty grasping us and sharing with us that love. And when you see that love, skip and dance all day long. So let the loveliness of our Lord, our God, rest on us, confirming the work that we do. And we need to be doing something besides just our regular jobs. I'm an office manager. I can order supplies. I can fix things. I can direct people in different ways. Oh, that's my dog. He hears somebody. I'll wait. It's okay, Sparky. There we go. Now it's quiet. We're good. So, back to God shedding, God sharing, us being able to see God's love for us. And then you get into the Hebrews passage, and it says God means what God says. Whoa, really? What God says goes. God's powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel. Cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Isn't that what Jesus did to this guy who wanted to know how he could get this eternal life thing he kept hearing about? Jesus cut him with a knife because it hurt him so bad. What have I done? I kept the rules I knew about. I know rules. Pastor Paul and I were saying how some churches have these rules, some guidelines, and people live within them. And it's amazing. Jesus and God doesn't want to hem us in. God's love is unconditional. It's open palms that we receive everything. There's no hem in. I'm not hemmed in. God's love surrounds me all the time. But there was that nice man who had all he had. And when Jesus said, there's only one thing left, to go sell whatever you own and give it to the poor. All your wealth will then be heavenly wealth. Wow. I have to go sell what? Everything I own? You're kidding, right? No. I have a Disney collection. Don't tell me I have to go sell it. Jeez, that'd be horrible. Disney collection. Holds water nicely, though. No, that's not. But Jesus still says, if you want to follow Jesus, take a step out there to meet the needs of those who have them. Again, Matthew 25. Verses 31 through 40, and I'm just going to go straight to the heart of it. How can we enter the kingdom of God? Because, then God will say to those on his right, enter, you who are blessed by God. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation, and here's why. I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped by. Nowadays you Facebook and message, you call. But when I was sick, you reached out. I was in prison and you came to me. It's amazing how that. And then it goes on to the next part with this parable. Now think about the man we just heard, this man that has all this wealth and can't part. He was the one on the left side that said, Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry or feed me or thirsty? And God said, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone, when overlooked and ignored. That was me. You did it to me. And then he says, when you didn't do it, that was me noticing. Why? Because you haven't given what? Your life, your force. Now, one of the things that happens a lot, when I became a Christian, and I've grown a lot since then, because I started studying God's Word, but I had someone come to me, and they said with Scripture, they had certain Scriptures, and I don't have it all here, they were the navigators, and said there's this gap between me and God. And here we go. There was a gap between me and God. Okay? And God was on one side, and I was on the other, and somewhere along the line, Jesus bridged that gap. But I'm going to go back and say, no. God's loved us all the time. Even the Old Testament says God loves us all the time. So I'm saying, well, maybe it's this way. That here I am, and God has built this bridge across this, but this green part right here, that's me. If you've ever seen, isn't it Indiana Jones? There's one where this big chasm, and on the other side is another opening, and you're supposed to get to it. And all you can see is this big gap. And then it says, leap of faith. And they throw dust out there, and sure enough, when I threw the dust, there was no gap between me and God. Oh my God, really? There's no gap whatsoever? That God loves me all the time? And so comes the third one. So here I am. God has built something between us. God sustains us. God wraps us. Read Psalm 139. There's a passage in there. There's just one verse that God goes before me, goes behind me, and places God's hand before me. Sure enough, I'm surrounded by God's love. Surrounded. What does that mean then if I don't feel it? Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure how many of you asked it. But what does it mean when you don't feel it? You've closed your eyes. You've closed your ears. You're not listening. You're not seeing. God has put beauty around you all the time to remind you that He loves you. God has made sounds of birds chirping to share with you so you know you're loved. Music. I am a very big music person. Sorry about the mic. I love music. I love a lot of variety of music. And when I hear music, I know that God has blessed someone to share that peace and create it, that I might experience God's love. How about that? So, when you're feeling down and out, like they did in the psalm, they were feeling down and out. Remember, God is there. God means what God says, and God says God loves you no matter what. Jesus came to help us realize that God loves us no matter what. So when you read this parable, and again, it's just a story to help us get a meaning out of it, remember what Jesus said. When was asked, then who has a chance at all of knowing and getting eternal life? And Jesus was blunt. No chance at all if you think you can pull it off by yourself. Every chance in the world if you let God do it. And if you think about that and what it means we shouldn't be living a life and figuring out how I can succeed and grow and do. Because that's not what Matthew 25 says, is it? That's not what Jesus was saying, if you read it, is it? No. You see, we are what? To see the hungry. We know they're there, but are we feeding them? We see those who are thirsty. how many times we offer a drink. Honestly, I don't have lots of money, but I try on Sundays when we have church in the park. I carry bottles of water, 16-ounce bottles of water. And I try to remember to get bars, you know, snack bar. Well, they're protein bars or whatever. I get some of those. And the people standing there at the intersection are hungry and thirsty. Here you go. It's not money, but isn't that feeding the hungry? Giving thirst, water to the thirsty? And then there are those, Lord, and you all out there, let's change it to a person's mental health. Sometimes we're down, we're depressed. There's things going in our life that seems to be going in a wrong direction. So I'm seeing someone in need who's not sure what the next step is. So let's listen. It's not in the parable, but I think listening is fantastic. When your friends want to reach out and say, hey, or you haven't heard from them in a while, hey, is everything going all right? Let me ask you that. Because that's also reaching out. If it's not visiting, remember, it's at least what? Reaching out. You don't always have to. Back then, you visited. You didn't have phones. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have Facebook, Messenger, any way like that, text messaging. So when your friends reach out and touch you, or you're not heard from them, do me a favor, turn around and text them, call them, message them, just to make sure they're doing okay. So today, if nothing else, remember, God means what God says. And God says God loves us 100% and would like us to love those around us. So we bless them, help them in their needs, and then we too will have eternal life. Actually, I think I have it right now. We all do. Again, when you don't feel God's love, remember, God hasn't moved away. We have closed our eyes and can't see Him. We have closed our ears and can't hear Him. But God will always love you, period. Remember, as Pastor Paul said, that saying, you're wonderfully and uniquely made in the Spirit of God. And that should be enough.